Jazz 91.9 FM WCLK from Atlanta's Jazz Station. I'm Reva Blue, and it's Midday Jazz, and we're listening to a little something from Russell Gunn, who is joining us right here in the studio. Good afternoon, Russell.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to, I should say, welcome back. Welcome home.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of things done, playing a lot of music all around the world, and tell our listeners why you are here today. It's a jazz festival, and I know we're celebrating 31 days of jazz. How are you involved?
I'm involved. I'm doing two things for the festival this year. On May 25th, I'm doing the mayor's party, which I'm excited. I'm super excited to do. Mm-hmm. I think I've been in Atlanta for, I don't know, maybe two or three or four mayors, and this is the first time I got to do it. And then on the 26th, my big band, the Royal Crunk Jazz Orchestra, will be doing the late night jazz at Piedmont Park after the festival.
Now, that's a lot of excitement. I've seen the Crunk Jazz Orchestra, and every time I see you, I have to stop. I have to go. If I know you're going to be there and you're right here in the A, you know I'm going to check you out, right?
I know. I know you'd be in the house.
Yes, indeed. So tell us who's involved in the Crunk Jazz Orchestra, who'll be playing with you.
Well, the Crunk Jazz Orchestra is made up mainly of, if not the best, most of the best musicians in Atlanta.
Right.
I was lucky enough to get, 20 people to kind of follow my lead and mm-hmm. and follow, my direction on my musical journey. And luckily, it's come together. We spent a year at St. James Live kind of getting the band together, and then we went into when it made the record at Morehouse, and we're so excited it's going to be out on July 13th.
Wow, you made the record at Morehouse. What was the sound like being in Morehouse?
Well, we made it old school one day in the Ray Charles Center. We just did it old school. We just, like I said, we rehearsed the band for a year, and so by the time we got to go into the Ray Charles Center to do the record, we just went in, cut it, and that was that.
Okay, you know I want the sneak preview is what I'm trying to get. Is a vocalist featured on the recording?
Well, of course. If you've ever seen the band, mm-hmm. then you know that I got my girl Dionne Ferris is our featured vocalist, and mm-hmm. she's on three songs on the album, and she is I don't want to I'm trying to choose my words wisely.
Okay.
She's killing it.
I know she
absolutely
does.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't want to tell me the name of the song, but I know one of my favorites from her is Fair. And, you know, the musicians in the band are, like you say, they're killing it. You know, you have some of the finest musicians to play this music that we know is jazz. You've been playing music, like, as far as the jazz idiom for about, what, since you're about 16 or so?
I got interested in high school, of course, mm-hmm. around 15, 16, and I'm mm-hmm. 46 now, so yeah, it's been a long time.
Oh, don't you look fantastic at 46? Go ahead now. The Late Night Jam Session, Royal Crunk Jazz Orchestra, Park Tavern, presented by the Atlanta Jazz Festival. And this, again, Park Tavern is located at 500 10th Street Northeast, Atlanta. It's going to be a great night, late night for jazz right here in the ATL. So you've been kind of busy. The Kennedy Center, I've been looking at your bio, Philadelphia, Mellon Jazz Festival, the Ottawa Jazz Festival, and next weekend, the Atlanta Jazz Festival.
Yeah, it's been a busy year, thankfully. I've been really lucky this year. Sometime last year, I started playing with the great bassist, Marcus Miller, and that's kept me really busy. And quite honestly, allowed me to be able to finance the Royal Crunk Jazz Orchestra. So everything is kind of working in my favor right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, I also saw you do something with the Blackbirds as well.
Oh, yeah. I went to London with the Blackbirds, and it was a tribute to Donald Byrd, and I got to be Donald Byrd. It was incredible, actually. It was super incredible.
How was the audience over there?
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, they love the Blackbirds in London.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I think they're going back for maybe a week at Ronnie Scott sometime coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a giant theater. I can't remember exactly the theater, but it was packed in there, and it was beautiful.
I know, it's a beautiful thing to have all this great music and to help you helping keep jazz alive is what's most important.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So next week on the 26th, mm-hmm. Park Tavern, mm-hmm. the Royal Kronk Jazz Orchestra. That's 40 individuals together playing this great music.
I'm sorry,
20. 20 musicians playing this great music.
Yeah, I can't pay 40 people, really. That's too much.
I would ask you, where do you find the budget for all of these great artists?
Well, quite honestly, I've been very, very lucky that they work with me mm-hmm. on a lot of things.
Yes.
And they stuck with me. And you know, in the future, I think it'll benefit all of us.
Okay. Now, you also work with Mr. Jimmy Cobb.
Oh, yeah.
I checked you out on that event when that was, the Velvet Note a little while ago. Mm-hmm. But I was sitting right next to Mr. Cobb, Mr. Jimmy Cobb, when y'all did the Blackhawk. Was mm-hmm. it the Blackhawk?
Blackhawk Revisited is the name of the band, yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing. So, do you have any of that recorded?
Well, there's a couple of things out on YouTube. I wanted to make a record. It was a little difficult to get someone interested in making a record mm-hmm. just from a financial standpoint. Mm-hmm. But hopefully in the future, I will be able to get a chance to record that project. If you don't know what that project is basically when I started learning how to play the music, I had a favorite record, and it was called Miles Davis Live at the Blackhawk. Mm-hmm. And then that band was the great drummer Jimmy Cobb, who is the only surviving member of that band right. and of a lot of Miles Davis's bands. And luckily, I've been lucky enough to get Mr. Cobb to come play with us to do that music that I grew up learning, which is the music that I learned how to play, the music from listening to. So yeah, it's an incredible experience.
I know it was. Now, we have a tune coming up called the Black Widow Blues. Can you tell us a little bit about this tune?
The Black Widow Blues, oh man, yeah, that's old school right there. I cringe every time I hear something that I didn't record like yesterday.
Wow.
But the Black Widow Blues, that was a tune that when I used to play in Branford Marcellus's band, Buckshot LaFunk, mm-hmm. it's one of his tunes that we used to play all the time. And when I got a chance to do my first record for Atlantic, I kind of rearranged it and put my little spin on it, and this is what we came up with.
Okay, so how can everyone find out more about Russell Gunn and what he's doing? Where do they go?
Well, if you want to check me out, you can check me out on all of the social media platforms just by my name mm-hmm. on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And also, I have a website that is russellgunn.44.com, FOURFOUR.com. So yeah.
All right. It's the Late Night Jazz Jam. Russell Gunn and the Royal Kronk Jazz Orchestra, Park Tavern, presented by the Atlanta Jazz Festival. Great weekend for jazz. And that's May 26th. That's Miles' birthday.
That's Miles Davis's birthday.
Right now. Yes. Okay. And again, that's Park Tavern is located at 500 10th Street Northeast. Thank you, Russell, so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
All right.